Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. I'm America's voice. God bless America. Thank you for being here for the Steve Gerber Show. Hour number two, and here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, it seems somebody may have spiked the punch at Churchill Downs last weekend. In fact, there could be millions of dollars on the line after Medina Spirit, the miracle winner of the Kentucky Derby, failed his drug test. Number two, Melinda Gates was ready to kick Bill to the curb years ago, but held off. Her reason for concern back then, we're learning, was Bill's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, the man accused of being in the center of an international sex ring. And number one, the city of Detroit is about to lose its chief of police, James Craig, and it sounds like the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, is going to get her first challenge that is serious. But we are hearing James Craig may not be alone in the field by the end of the week. But it's a significant turn of events that a black chief of police that has stood against the rioters and looters that were given a free pass by Democrats in so many cities is ready to run in Michigan. Big blue Michigan. And he's ready to run as a Republican. I can tell you have called Chief Craig the best chief of police in America for years. He arrived here back in 2013, has experience in several major jurisdictions, including Los Angeles, and has been an agent of change in a good way for the city. What I don't know is what does Chief Craig stand for after law and order? Don't get me wrong, the thing that scares the hell out of white liberals more than me is black and brown conservatives, because all of the usual racist smear tactics are rendered useless. And the black man that stands for law and order and against a once rising star in the Democratic Party, Gretchen Whitmer, that can also deliver votes, massive amounts of votes, black votes from Wayne County, is what progressive nightmares are made of, which is why James Craig is a particular problem for the left. Put Craig together with the right woman and the right running mate, and suddenly you have a great field. But let's not be kidding ourselves. The Republican primary is a tough place. Remember, Bill Schuette won in a tough primary race and then lost by almost 10 points to Gretchen Whitmer. Gretchen Whitmer also delivered the state of Michigan to Joe Biden and kept Gary Peters in his Senate office. Republicans are looking to get Michigan back, and it could be this midterm. The midterms are coming in the next presidential election, overreached by liberals with lockdowns and attacks on police, and this is what happens, which is why I say Joe Biden's mojo is gone. Now, over the weekend, James Craig gave a couple of interviews. I'd like to share part of one of those, because he's expected today to make his announcement that he's retiring from his position as chief of police. And from there, it's on to running for governor. At least that's what all the insiders are telling us. It's not confirmed yet, but here's what James Craig said over the weekend. Bite number one. Let's start there.
One thing that our officers have said constantly, we stay, we go out and run to danger because we know leadership in this police department is going to support us. I was in Chicago a week ago, Judge Janine, a week ago, and you know what the cops told me? There's no support. And believe this or not, now they're peddling some ridiculous policy that police officers, if they have to engage in a foot pursuit, they have to get supervisory approval first. So I guess if a murder suspect's running from the police, call
you
a sergeant.
You get to call a sergeant up and say, hey, I need to run after this guy. Can I do it? Anyhow, James Craig might not be alone by the time the week is over. We're also hearing that others could join the race, including Tudor Dixon from West Michigan, a businesswoman and a woman who I know reasonably well. And so I think she would bring a lot to the race as well. James Craig, Tudor Dixon, and a handful of other candidates already in the race. Let's see here. I'll make sure that we mention them all. Ralph Rebant, Ryan Kelly, Austin Chang, and Bob Scott. All names in the Republican primary thus far. But I've also learned this. I've also learned this with people that I know well, and that is, there's also going to be a primary challenge to Governor Whitmer. A significant primary challenge is coming from the left, from a prominent member of the Democrat community here in Michigan. There is a primary challenge coming. If they don't realize it, they're going to learn real quickly, because it's going to happen here in the next few days, my understanding. I can't tell you any more about it because, well, I said I wouldn't, but I can tell you it's coming. Now, one of the problems, whether it's James Craig or Tudor Dixon, whoever might run for governor and come out on the top of the Republican primary, the failure of the Democrats to understand that paying people to stay home would destroy small business and cause massive extended unemployment and a horrible jobs report, another example of why they just don't get it. I'm going to start with the restaurant owner in Michigan, then we're going to move around the country a little bit. Here's a restaurant owner. It's bite number two. This is why they're struggling. Listen.
Not only did we work very hard to maintain our staffing, like we kept every single person employed all the way through the pandemic, demand for products has gone up exponentially.
Like many businesses, they are looking to hire new workers, but it's proven to be a challenge.
Normally, we'd post a job on Facebook or Craigslist, and we would immediately get dozens of applications, and now maybe one or two are trickling in.
Yeah, one or two or three. I'm hearing this all over, by the way. And this disastrous jobs report is also hitting similar small business owners on the East Coast. In fact, the Biden administration's failure to lead this nation in any other way except to say spend, spend, spend is showcasing this colossal failure. So with bite number three here, go with bite number three.
The Republican National Committee arguing, quote, this is the biggest miss on a jobs report in more than two decades, and Biden's failed policies are to blame. Some business owners say they can't find workers because they're now making more money through enhanced unemployment checks.
We're putting ads, you know, on paper and on Facebook and online. It's just, you know, the government funding, you know, it's hard for people to want to come back to work.
And I want to jump ahead to bite number seven, the reason being I have to give you a warning. Warning, warning. The Biden administration is failing you. And the destruction of the leftist policies only took 100 days to be put on full display. The destructiveness of those policies is being played out in front of all of us. And the ones paying the price, well, that would be you, America. The economy, I'm here to tell you, is in serious trouble. Listen.
A hugely disappointing number.
The unemployment rate went up.
Manufacturing employment actually edged down.
Women had a net job loss.
We did not see the big hiring frenzy that we had expected.
We also saw job losses in motor vehicles and parts down 27,000 as well.
266,000 jobs were added in April. Economists expected 1 million new jobs last month.
Temporary help declined by 111,000.
The unemployment rate ticked up. It's a real disappointment.
Meanwhile, the price of everything seems to be on the rise. Let me go through a few of them here. Lumber prices at an all-time high, four times higher than they should be, in the middle of an epic home building boom. Copper and steel prices also reaching records. Agricultural products, corn and soybean, at their highest levels in almost a decade. Block cheese futures are through the... I can't make that up. Diaper prices, you've seen the price at the pump, of course. Yeah, diapers, computer chips, car prices, used car prices, the price of going to the grocery store, it's all up. It's called inflation, and it was predictable. Meanwhile, these companies are struggling to find workers because the federal government continues to pump money for bonus payments into the unemployment system. Problems in the economy, that's for sure. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve River Show.
Whitener Boat Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From boat lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems. Visit Whitener Boat Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOATLIFT.com.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing is going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your electric bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcoming the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com. WellConnectSaves.com or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Do something today to be a good sport. If you're a fan, shout encouragement to your team. Poke your neighbors sitting next to you when they try to harangue the opponents and tell them to behave. If you simply do the right thing and do it the entire game, you'll be respecting the game and yourself. Sportsmanship. Do something about it. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.